He's most of the show. I'm going to give a small demonstration. I'm going to show you everything that I've got in my pocket. Okay? So basically, I've got over here, I'm going to make Kanada covered. I've got some Chidusha Torah, I don't know, some historical things, some Chidusha Torah. Okay? And I've got here just a game for kids. I've got today's share. This is today's share. I've got a small Mincha Maariv that I printed. That was once a place where there was no Mincha Maariv. That's small Mincha Maariv. Small Mincha Maariv, just straight out of there. Just a pamphlet and an MH calendar, rather, and a Tehillim. Right? I've got a Tehillim as well. Right? I keep this in my pocket. This stays in my pocket the whole time. It stays in my pocket the whole time.
MH calendar's got a Tushim
condition
on it.
What?
MH calendar's got
a Tushim condition on it. MH calendar, I can clear it. We have to see.
Okay, we'll see after
share.
But Tehillim Zechaz Kedusha.
Yeah.
Tehillim Zechaz Dvom Shvek Kedusha. And if somebody writes, jot down Chidush Clear, you have Uich Clear. Also, you have to be done as well if it's a problem or not. But Tehillim is got Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tehillim is one of the Chav Dalet Svarim. Okay. Now I don't know. I remember when I was in Yeshiva. I remember so there was Yeshiva. There's always the tzaddikim, always the bachim of the tzaddikim. I remember all these bachim always used to, when they went to the toilet, they always left outside on their hands, on the towels, always left outside a little mincha marib or a little this or that. No one else ever used to take anything. I was wondering, maybe because no one else had anything in their pocket. Maybe only they were makpid to take the things out before they go to the toilet. No one else was makpid. So it got me thinking. Are you allowed to take, this is an obvious question, are you allowed to take a tehillim, it's in your pocket, you don't have to take it with you into toilet. Okay? And this shayla as well is not only for men, it's for kids as well. What's one of the first prizes you give to your boy when he's old enough? You give him a mincha maariv, a small mincha maariv. He's in school and there's no siddur. He wants a mincha maariv, or he wants a pocket to hit him. And he keeps always in his trouser pockets, because he also needs a little tzaddikah, he's always got to hit him. Right? And he's all over the place. Kids, who knows where they go? And one of the things they go to is toilet. So, man, do you know? Are you allowed to take and to hit him? A pocket tehillim into toilet or not? Okay, that's the share of here. So before I'm going to go even into it, as you can see, I keep a tehillim in my pocket and I don't take off my jacket before I go to toilet. So I asked Dan Heimer said, no problem, it's mutter. There's not a problem, it's mutter. Okay, it's mamash not a problem, it's mutter. And I told him there's no bag, there's no nothing. I showed him straight. It's mutter. Okay, so we'll go into a little bit. What exactly?
This pocket,
also. Yeah, this pocket.
Same thing.
Same no pocket. Very good, very good. I didn't think even on the shirt pockets. Shirt pockets are different, very good. We'll go into it, we won't have time. So, I didn't go into the sugya properly enough. It's quite a big sugya. What's the deal with this kissa? And it touches a lot of areas of room that you not have, svarim shebekdusha. It touches a lot of areas. Rafal's got long chuvas about potties in the dining room, right? So there's svarim in the dining room and there's mirrored lime or this. Or there's a tzaya, and it doesn't really encompass the Hilchos Pesach Kisa. So in Shulchan Aruch in Erech Chaim, there's two times where I found the Shulchan Aruch talks about. One is in Hilchos Pesach Kisa, another one is in a room, in a bedroom, where there's Tashmish in a bedroom. See, also it's very chum. It's also very chum. In Svarim, somebody has that kind of on his windowsill. If you Svarim in his bedroom, also. So the Mechaber in Hilchos Tefillin writes about Beis HaKissa. So in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Mem Gimel, the Mechaber talks about taking Tefillin into Beis HaKissa. Taking Tefillin to Beis HaKissa. So the Mechaber is talking about Beis HaKissa that's outside in the field, so it's a bit difficult. Where are you going to leave them? And don't forget, those days they used to wear Tefillin the whole time. So what are they going to take them off? Where are they going to put them down? It's not like today where you got nice toilets, it's out there and it's a mess and it's dirt. So Mechaber talks about all of that. Then Mechaber carries on. Siv Zayin, b'medo amun b'sakis shebasadeh. Ha b'sakis shebabayis, b'sakis shebabayis, then lo yachnisim klal. You don't have to take tefillin. Tefillin, we don't have tefillin. You don't take tefillin into b'sakis shebabayis at all. Why? Because kim shiach ranichim mokam ha-mishtama. Because you've got other options. You can put it elsewhere. Who told you to have to bring it into Beis HaKissa? Shiva Sada, you got issues, you got a problem, you're stuck. So there's a different. But Shiva Ba'is, you're not allowed to take tefillin. We're talking about tefillin. You take it off and it's in your hands, in your bare hands, bare tefillin. You're not allowed to take it in Beis HaKissa.
Wow.
So that the Mishnah Berurah brings it.
It was right in the Gentile.
Remember Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah brings the Bia that you don't have to take tefillin into Bisak Kis. Mashmah that fitted a kiss, lay a chnisa. Tefillin, you're not even allowed to take it even in a kiss. Okay? But zicha,
too bad.
So if you have high language, the truth is.
Tefillin and talis bat. That's too.
So there is our tefillin battles. So now, so Mishnah Berurah brings it that if one of them is kelion, its own keli, it's not good enough because it's bottled to the tefillin.
The box.
So, the box. But you got the ritzus. Ritzus also have kedusha. Also have kedusha tefillin.
So the bag.
So now the bag zicha miyuchot for the tefillin. But the talis bag is not. Right, Taz bag.
That's only one, you mean.
Right, but the Taz bag that maybe is for both, for Taz and Tefillin. There's so many. But Zicha, you got one bag, the Tefillin bag, plus your hand luggage. Your hand luggage is not Miyuchot for Tefillin bag.
But without that, you've got the plastic. You've got the plastic as well.
Plastic, yeah. Plastic also.
So you've got the Taz bag and the plastic.
It's for the Taz and Tefillin. The plastic and
the Tefillin. The plastic is for
the Taz. So I'm not sure about it. But Zicha, you have your hand luggage. So you've got Kisbetech Kis. And then kisbetech kiss is mutter. I don't mean before, but you're right. The mamish negeir. If you're traveling, it's mamish negeir. Where are you going to put it? You're scared and there's security and stuff. Okay, that's tefillin. Says Mishnah Berurah now. What about mshas svarim? So mshas svarim. Next Mishnah Berurah chaf hey. Mshas svarim ksavim. Sheyesh bem shemus a little tehillim. So now Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes. Imem bekiss shayu lachnisal. If it's a safer, not tefillin, it's not ksav ashur, it's on a klaf, it's not tefillin, it's a normal safer. We're talking about there's Shem Hashem on it. Proper one of the chavdal atzvarim. Mishnah Berurah brings from that Yerabba that one kiss from the moment of Avraham, that one kiss is already enough. But Yeshua Yerim, the Bina Dafka Tik, Petuch Tik, Msochli Lekonsa Besa Kisse, who could elbow linen tefillin. And some say not. So when it comes to tefillin, everybody's going to be kiss Petuch Kiss. When it comes to Shas Svarim, it's a Machlik Zaposke. Okay? If you're out to go into Bisakissa, and Mishnah Berurah is not Machriya, you're out to go into Bisakissa with one kiss, or do you have to have kiss with kiss? It's a Machlik Zaposke. Mishnah Berurah is a Machlik Zaposke. So this is in Hilchas Tefillin, which is back to Hilchas Bisakissa, which is always kiss. And in Simon Mem, not far back from that, there's another halacha, and that is the Gaba Cheda Sheyesh Bei Tashmish. So in Simon Mem, so Mechaber writes, "Bayis sheyesh bo tefillin, also the shamash mitosoi, ad sheyesim ad sheynichem bekli tech kli." That you're not allowed to have tefillin unless it's kli b'techi, like we said, the same halacha. The gaba and tashmish and bisakis, it's the same halacha. It has to be dafke kli b'techi kli. Says Mishnah Berurah now, "Vuhu adin chumashim esidur tefillin is a shas svarim." We'll talk about tefus in a minute. Say if it's written by hand or if it's even printed. And he goes, I feel him. Meshita. It's a Rashi writing, but the kedusha is even less. You need to have klipat chli. So here, the Mishnah Berurah is machriya that in this instance you have to have klipat chli. It's not machlok sevia. It's not machlok sevia. And the emes, this is a machaba. This Mishnah Berurah is a machaba, and it's a minhag shemem. It's a machaba. So it's interesting. Comes Hilchas Tefillin Beis Hakisa, then there's Machlokes Apostle if you can take a Tehillim in with a Kli B'Techli or not. When it comes to Hilchas, it just comes to bring out but it's Chomel, it's a double Chomel. But when it comes to Hilchas Tashmish, then Kulam Moida, you have to have Kli B'Techli. And take them to Svarim after Kli B'Techli. So that is. Okay, I don't know what the difference is. I didn't go into the Yisoidus, what the difference is, but it seems there is a difference. But Kabbalah and Kamer, Dichab Zakissa, it'll be a Machlokes in here. So now, let's go straight to the Maisa. So what's the Maisa? So what's the Maisa? L'chaira, Yizich have one Tzad L'Hok already over here, because it's Machlokes Aposkim. Mishnah is not Machriya. If you want to be Seymich on the Mogen Avraham, that Kli is enough. That one kli is enough. Our pocket is a kli. The pocket is a kli, right?
Although it's not closed from...
Very good. So, and also, it's not closed from on top. It's not closed from all over the place. Sometimes you've got so much things in there that it's mamish even... If it's peeping out, if it's mamish popping out, then it's a problem. But if it's inside still, but it's open a bit, and you can see it, you can mamish see in Bissakissa, so Mr. Brewer brings over here, that this din of Klippetech Kli, the Bialachas speaks out, the din of Klippetech Kli doesn't have to be that it's wrapped all around in two kalim. Even if, let's say, you put on the table, and there's only one Kli beneath, and then you put two covers on top, it's also good enough. The Bialacha brings a raya, it seems it's also good enough. So Azdain Hamlich, he said it's the same, it doesn't have to be mamash wrapped, it doesn't have to be sealed, it doesn't have to be vacuum packed. It doesn't matter if it's on top of it, as long as it's boif and klali in a kli, let's say now say it's a kli, so then it's good enough. So that's tziruf number one. Now tziruf number two is a very interesting Rafal Kamach Zalio, Chilik Aleph already, he's got a massive chew about potties, about family, and there's tzoya, and there's miraglaim, and so he's got a piece over there, and he brings this, and he speaks through this, and he says he's got another hefter. And he said he brings a raya from a machzash, he brings a raya off machzash, he brings a raya. He said this. He says that our pockets, and this comes into your point, the shirt pockets. He says our pockets are the emes. It's the jacket, and then in the jacket they sew another pocket. They sew a full pocket. It's sewn from on top, and he put this. It's a full. It's not. So it's a brand new pocket. A shirt pocket is not like that. Shirt pocket is the shirt, and they just added another layer, just added another piece on top, right? And as well, trouser pockets as well. Some trousers, depends which trousers, but I don't know, sometimes it's his kids' trousers, maybe it's tucked the same like shirts. So then you have to know. So he said, but jacket pockets, the chayra, is God enough kli b'tech kli. The pocket itself is a kli. The jacket's another kli, and it's kli b'tech kli. It's kli b'tech kli. And he says,
the shirt is also a pocket.
No, but the shirt's a pocket, but it's one pocket. It's only one. It's just
the
one.
Shirt is
the shirt with
your
jacket.
Well, the jacket, yeah, but you take off your jacket there. If you have a jumper on top, it's even then, it's not a kli. It's not in a kli, it's not surrounded. It's covered.
Jumper is not worse than this.
Yeah, so covered is, if you've got a jumper.
Shirt pocket, you're okay.
Yeah, that's right. So you have a shirt pocket with a jumper, that's also clean.
And the jacket's also
clean. Yeah, and then the jacket pocket is also clean. But amazing, the fog does bring there.
Why is my jacket not over my shirt?
If your jacket's over your shirt, I'm saying no, that's good enough.
I don't get the jumper. You know, jacket's
clean. Yeah, as long as it's covered. As long as it's covered, then it's fine. Then you're fine. As long as it's covered. Yeah? But amazing, it does say that somebody who's machmir kodesh in Omerud, number one, he's not so sure about this chiddush of his, if it's called kli b'tech kli, because he brings up the deek from Achzah Shekel. Not like that, he's not so 100% convinced. And then he says, well, to be soymich, you want to be soymich on this machlok sapaz, Mishnah Berurah brings. He says, kodesh yomaloi. So if a person is whatever he is, in a bag, in his pocket, in his jacket pocket, in his zecher,
better. It's the hillers who come ready in their plastics,
Maybe that's why they do it, yeah? That's why they do it.
It doesn't belong to that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because when it's in the plastic, and it's this, and you only need one omelichur, is good enough. Zecher, it could be that's why they do it. Could be they do it, because it lasts a bit longer.
Right, but you can't leave it hanging around open in that plastic.
No, you can. You
can, just that plastic?
Yeah, so you don't have this heter or foul brings, but you have other heter. You can make hadin one kli's beseder. So, right? So that's theorem number two. Theorem number one is, it's machlis aposkin if you need two kli or one. So you got one. Fine. Theorem number two is, could be you got two, or foul schilish has got two. Now, theorem number three is, I didn't see poskin, I didn't see enough, but it could be, I don't know if it's negated to this, but it could be, because I gave you another shiur, Nilchas Besakissa. And we spoke about is our Besakissa is the same din as the old Besakissa of Chazal, and there's such a thing called Besakissa de Parsia, and that is it's a whole sugya. Oh, that is that could it go the it goes straight out, it goes straight out, so therefore it never gets a din of Besakissa. So if you go in, if you have to wash when you come back out, we spoke about it. Lameisa the Chazanish stays with the Suffolk. Lameisa with Zicha Machme has got a normal din of Besakissa, but it's a Suffolk, it's not clear, it's not for sure, it's not for certain, it's a normal din of Besakissa. So maybe that's also another tziruf. And then the fourth serif is at this. The Mishnah Berurah brings that I already mentioned it before in passing. He says if it's bein b'ksiva or b'tfos, if it's written by hand or if it's printed. And Mishnah Berurah later brings that he brings from the tfos have k'm'ksiva. That tfos There's no difference between printing or between actually writing by a human being. There's no difference. Ah, but Shulchan Chavos Yoy, no, it's a hakel b'zeh b'shasat. Chak shein b'malach chassus. The Chavos Yoy, he brings him. Shulchan brings Chavos Yoy. He's no, it's a hakel, but he don't have another option. If it's printed, you don't have another option. But the Mishabura seems to be taking on Lechumra, not to rely on this heter. But the Dush will bring over here, there's a difference. There's two different types of tfusin. There's a tfus, the olden day tfus, the way it used to work was, they used to create metal slabs, right? And it costed who knows how much to make those slabs. And that slab was only for one page. So every page had a slab. Right? And they used to put on a banger, put on ink, dip on ink, and then put on the paper. Ink, paper, that's how you used to print so many times, so many in one go. But that to create. So now this is you're taking letters and you're pushing it on a piece of paper. Right? So in a chanamatak, it's not ksiva, because it's not kuyach odom, it's not kuyach gavra, it's pushing, it's still going onto the thing. That's says the Dirush is machrik, because I'm asking that. That's the siva why the taz is machrik. But today, it's not that. Today, it's just push of the button. Today, it's all computerized, all digital. It's very different. It doesn't work. It's not sure that anybody pushes that. Therefore, could be today, it's machrek zapaskim, but could be today, there's a makom lehakel without tfusin today. And our tfusin today, we don't have anymore. Maybe the old massive chasson shasses are like that. But today, everything is computerized. All the printing stuff is computerized. So maybe a fourth serif lehakel to go in just with one key. Without having to put it in a bag. But Nachman again told you, Rav Falk says that if somebody's machmei kodesh omer to put it in a bag, and like you see a lot of people adopted it, they have it with a bag, and they put it in, and they put it in the pocket. They don't just put it straight in the pockets. But mikra din, it seems it's beseda. Now, if you mentioned about, does it have to go all the way around, or is it enough just boy from Claudius? It doesn't have to mamash be a seal all around, we said that. There's another interesting thing. Now, this always came to my mind. Why don't we say that this is a key? This is a key. The cover itself is a key. Can we say, is it called a key or not? Yeah. Right? And it seems from what we're saying, no, it's not called a key. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah brings very clearly in Siman Mem. No, it's not a dog. It doesn't have a dog key. Why? Do you mean kufa sefer? It's part of the sefer. It's part of the sefer. It doesn't have kedusha because there's nothing written on it. But it's part of the sefer. You can't consider it as if it's kav. Okay. Right? We'll be in an oich shnei kisuyim, and then you're gonna have to have here paskas hinilchas tashmish. You have to have two kisuyim, and this kisuyim will be a shayin. And Mishnah Berurah brings over here in Siman Mem another interesting case. It seems this is how it used to be those days. They used to take a sefer and used to hang it with the kisui. Used to put a string, stick a string on it or something, or actual kisui used to maybe bang onto the wall with a nail, and that's how they used to hang. Today as well, you've seen all types of shops, these notebooks are hanging there, or calendars. So that's what they used to do with svarim. Svarim is sidru tefillis, hakavuyim beluchos, which they have covers, shebehem shal sheles shal kesef. They have on it a nice chain. Also the tloisam behem, shaluchos ain't the doimus lekis. The luchos means the covers. They don't even have a kiss. If you have a chuboris, they say they're wearing kasida atzmoi. It's not. Don't call it a set. Now the interesting thing is that in Hilchas Tashmish of Gdusha, then the Mishnah Berurah takes on that the cover has a din of a Tashmish the Gdusha, not Gdusha atzmoi. So he says that the covers shelves. They don't have a din of Tashmish, the Kedusha, they've got a din of Tashmish, the Tashmish. Why? Because what's sitting on the shelf? The covers, not the paper. The covers sit on the shelf. So the cover is only Tashmish, and the shelves are Tashmish, the Tashmish. Right? Nilchas, the Gabel, Nilchas, Besa Knesses, there, the Gabel. Right? So we see from there that he takes on that the. Right? There's a bit of a steer. Right? So the Kedusha brings it, it's not such a steer because the Chilik said this. When you're talking about the actual Sefer, so that this cover's got a din of and the gaba bezoyan zilzul on the sefer, so this cover's got a din of the sefer, and you've got to reckon as if it's the sefer, the open sefer. But when it's the gaba something else, then you can consider as if it's a separate tashmish, and the next thing's only tashmish. Because medina, it's mutter medina. Medina is mutter. That's why I do this. That's why I showed you. That's why I can show you. Ba'amachme is kodesh yomer.